Cuba, why would anybody want to go there? Or Cuba, I've always wanted to go there.
Amy Orff, professor of Spanish at Northern Michigan University, will be taking a group of students to Cuba this spring. In the past, travel to Cuba was highly restrictive, but in 2008, the policy changed to allow temporary visits by students. This is University Beat, highlighting people and events at NMU. I'm Philip Nichols. So, Professor Orff, tell us about some of the difficulties you faced in planning a trip to Cuba.
The Cubans have their red tape regarding, you know, U.S. travel there. We have our own red tape regarding travel there. And I've taken students to Argentina and to Mexico and Spain, and it's never been as complicated as trying to organize this trip going to Cuba.
So what's it like to travel around in a country that was recently closed off to so many people?
It's not really just free wandering time, really, when we get to Cuba. We can't just arrive as a group of American students and just go wherever we want within Cuba. We actually have to turn in our whole itinerary to the Cuban government ahead of time so they know exactly where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing. They have a tour bus that they take us around to all those places on, and we have a tour guide who's we've had different tour guides, you know, on each of the trips, but they've both been really great, and they're perfectly bilingual and help us translate and can pretty much explain anything that the students need to know.
So the tour guides help in a variety of ways. I'm sure they are a great source of information when it comes to the history side of things, and you must cover plenty of that in the class before the trip.
The first two times that I took students to Cuba, it was a history-based course. And so we did, you know, we read an entire textbook on the history of Cuba. This time around, we're doing a culture and film class. I decided to change the content a little bit because they're a lot more interested in what's going on in modern-day Cuba. And when I did the history class, we didn't get to the modern era until chapter 8 of 8. And so it seemed like they weren't really prepared for modern Cuba when they got there.
So tell us what sort of places you visited.
We visited a lot of different, you know, cultural and historical sites in different areas of Cuba. In Havana, we went to a lot of colonial fortresses. We went to Revolution Square, the Museum of the Revolution. There was a museum that's dedicated to Che Guevara that's there. We actually had a salsa class also. We went to Matanzas as well, which is just about an hour and a half to the east of Havana, and we actually saw a slave route museum there, a pharmaceutical museum. We visited the University of Matanzas there. NMU actually has an exchange with them, and so we went to that university and had a couple of guest lectures. And we also, just this last time, visited a really small town called Cardenas, and they had a museum there that was dedicated to Elian Gonzalez.
So this sounds like more than a vacation or a tour. It sounds like the trip is a continuation of the class.
They actually write a journal while they're during their time in Cuba. And so both from their journals and a reflection paper that they wrote afterwards, I just see the comment over and over again how, you know, this has just changed my life. It's opened my eyes, my worldview. So I think it really has a big impact on these students to be able to go somewhere that not many Americans are able to go. And even the return trip, because afterwards when they come home, you know, it's hard to adjust to life back in the United States after seeing some of the things that you see down there. I mean, the extreme poverty, honestly, and hungry people. I mean, it's hard to come back and just, you know, forget about what you saw when you're down there. So even just the transition coming back to the U.S., you know, so they're really expected to reflect on all of that in their paper and in Spanish if they're at the SN-495 level.
So in the end, what would you say to someone who was thinking of studying abroad through NMU?
They should absolutely go. They should go now while they are young and they have the opportunity to travel. So, I mean, I think they should just, you know, if you're thinking about it, just go. If you're thinking about going to Cuba, contact me.
We've been speaking with NMU Spanish professor Amy Orff about her upcoming study abroad trip to Cuba. For more information about the opportunities available through NMU, students can visit the Study Abroad Resource Center in the Hedgecock Building, or to set up an appointment with a study abroad advisor, call 227-2510. University Beat is a production of Public Radio 90 WNMU. Production assistance provided by Hans Ahlstrom. I'm Philip Nichols.